Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. Strength like no other, strength like no other.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. We pray, O God, to you, who alone make us dwell in safety. For all who are affected by the coronavirus, through illness, isolation, or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. For those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions. For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skill and insights, many will be restored to health. For the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, that they may know your comfort and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We commend ourselves to you, merciful God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. A prayer by the Church of England Online. Sharing a reflection with us today, in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, is the Reverend Gary Harriott, Minister of the Bryce Charge of United Churches. Reverend Harriott, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
My sisters and brothers, it's a joy to share with you this morning. As I think of all that is going on around us, locally and globally, the increased rates of COVID-19 infections and related deaths here in Jamaica, and the implication for our health sector, the new restrictions as we try to minimize the spread of the virus, what a general election in this pandemic could mean, the negative impact the crisis is having on life in community and our economy. On the global scene, there are similar realities to include storms and hurricanes, flooding, and the casualties as a result. These are enough to cause doubts and fears. Maybe right now you are faced with doubt, feeling anxious and afraid. And so for the next few minutes, I would like to share with us some thoughts in how to deal with doubts and fears. Let's listen to a portion of scripture from St. John chapter 20, 19 to 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." So, sisters and brothers, that's one of the stories of Jesus' appearance to his disciples after the resurrection. When circumstances challenge our sense of well-being, our safety, our security, we often experience doubt and fear. Doubt and fear can imprison us if we allow them to. They can make us feel impotent. They can paralyze us, robbing us of hope and the willpower to do anything to change the situation. We can become so doubtful and fearful that we miss the great and good news that is happening around us. We can miss stories of hope, transformation, triumph that are taking place around us. As people of faith, and in fact, people of no faith, there are some lessons we can learn in how to deal with doubts and fears. These lessons can be gleaned from this post-resurrection narrative in John's Gospel. One of the lessons is that we should acknowledge our doubts and fears. Let us not try to pretend away our doubts and fears as if they are not real. According to John's Gospel, the disciples were locked away in fear of the Jews. They had quarantined themselves from the enemy. They were not prepared to venture out because they knew the brutality that Jesus suffered. And if wicked people could do what they did to a righteous man like Jesus, what would they not do to his disciples? Is it that the disciples did not have enough faith? Why they hid themselves or quarantined themselves away from the enemy? Or were they just using the common sense that God gave to them? They were Jesus' disciples. They had first-hand knowledge and experience of being with Jesus. They had witnessed with their own eyes the power of God being demonstrated. Yet, fear gripped them when they thought of their vulnerability, their own mortality, what was possible by the angry, bloodthirsty Jews. They too could be murdered, as was in the case of Jesus. So them take with themselves. They huddled together. As they supported each other, ensured they were in a safe place. They recognized and acknowledged their humanity, their fear and vulnerability. It's okay to feel afraid. It's okay to acknowledge it, to come to grips with it, to face it. So acknowledging our fears and doubts is one important lesson in dealing with doubts and fears. Secondly, access reliable and uplifting information. The worst thing you could ever do when you are faced with doubt and fears is to feed your mind and spirit with information that is not credible or trustworthy. Look at what happened in the case of the disciples. They are locked away, door and windows bolted, but Jesus appeared in their midst. And lest they were mistaken, lest they wondered who he was, he enabled them to access reliable and uplifting information about what was happening by speaking some familiar and energizing words, "Peace be with you," and by showing them a familiar sight, his pierced hands. Thoughts of fear and doubt had been eradicated by new, reliable, and uplifting information that had come to the fore. Our leader, our teacher, our Savior is no longer dead. He is risen. He is alive. This was authentic, powerful, and transformational information. They accessed information that liberated their minds and spirit. We are told in the text that they were overjoyed when they saw and recognized the Lord. Sisters and brothers, when we are bombarded by doubts and fears, let us make sure that we feed our minds and spirits with that which uplifts and motivates us, that which gives us hope, that which put victory in front of us to be grasped or to take hold of. So among the lessons we can learn from this text in how to deal with doubts and fears are: acknowledge your doubts and fears. Don't pretend as if they are not real. Access reliable and uplifting information. And thirdly, anchor your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples were locked away from the Jews, but not from Jesus. Jesus knew what was going on in them, the fear, the doubt, the depression, the hopelessness. It was apparent that the Jews did not know where they were, but Jesus found them. Even if the Jews had found their location, it would have been a challenge for them to get near the disciples, because they were locked away. Though locked away, Jesus entered their midst, seemingly without the need for a door or window to be opened. because he is almighty, all-powerful. He transcends matter, time, space, and human circumstances. They were now empowered. As a father has sent me, I am sending you. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. The quarantined disciples now had their freedom again, and they were more powerful than they had ever been. Sisters and brothers, these days are challenging. They may cause us doubts, anxiety, and fears. If that is the case, share those thoughts and feelings with someone who has the ability to understand. Feed your mind and your spirit with information that can uplift and empower you. Positive thoughts can be very powerful and transformational. And remember, remain anchored in Jesus. In time, he will calm the sea and grant you victory. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we acknowledge today the doubts and fears that many of us are experiencing at this time. The fear of becoming infected with COVID-19. The fear of being among others. The fear of not being able to make ends meet, to meet our financial obligations. The challenge of meeting the protocol requirements. The social dislocation on account of the containment measures. Come in our midst, O Lord. Help us to experience your peace. And when the time is right, send us forth as your victorious people on mission. Amen.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now.
Please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Lucy United Church on Facebook at 10 o'clock. Hope United Church on Facebook at 8 o'clock. And Low River United Church on Facebook at 9 o'clock. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe. Thanks to the Reverend Gary Harriott, minister of the Bryce Charge of United Churches, for his reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.